future is now. And welcome to the SVK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name is Charles Story. I'll be your host the next 15 minutes, coming live from the city of London, Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. So we have an action-packed show in store for you this evening. Let me break down three topics we're going to be focusing on, three stories. Number one, Ethereum leaders are slowly courting Gulf Coast royals and investors. What does this mean for Ethereum? What does this mean for the overall protocol and the overall space? Number two, former Ripple executive to lead Binance's US expansion as new exchange CEO. This is really big news for Binance. Have they been able to find someone with a really good reputation, something that will open doors for them and help Binance enter the US market in a regulated fashion? So that's going to be really interesting. And number three, Nestle announces new blockchain initiative separate from ongoing IBM project. This is really interesting because what you're seeing now is a lot of corporations in the IBM Hyperledger consortium splitting out from the group, going away, creating their own blockchain research divisions and going from there, making it happen. And number four, we're going to mention really quickly, UK regulators approve first cryptocurrency hedge fund. The fund was founded in 2017. We're going to be speaking a little bit about that and what this means for the UK space. So with that in mind, let's get down to business and let's jump into it. So why don't we kick things off by doing it and kicking off with the first story, which is Ethereum leaders are slowly courting Gulf Coast royals and investors. So Ethereum's leaders are pursuing a moonshot in the Middle East. The Ethereum Foundation's head of special projects, Virgil Gareth, told media sources the nonprofit is partnering with finance experts in the Gulf Coast to show that the world's second largest blockchain is compatible with Islamic law. Islamic finance customs adhere to certain beliefs, including the prohibition of earning interest on loaned funds. The move is seen as a first step toward potentially securing investment from the region's protocrats. So this is what he said. My job here is keep rolling dice, Griffith told media sources about work to certify Ethereum's Sharia compliance. Probably nothing will happen, but there's a hypothetical case where, say, the Saudi sovereign wealth fund invests like $1 trillion in Ethereum projects, which would be a real boon. And that would be really great. So Wan Havi Halim, an Islamic finance expert at Amani Advisors in Dubai, told media sources his firm issued a paper saying Ethereum smart contracts can be halal or compliant with Islamic banking rules. Wan Hafizi said the research was conducted at the behest of the Ethereum Foundation, which is spearheaded by Ethereum creator Vitalik Buterin. What we do with Ethereum was just to provide the guidelines, Wan Hafiz told media sources. Any companies that wish to fundraise in Muslim countries, they can do so with an approach that includes Sharia law. And this has access to Sharia law scholars to assess the projects to see if they are compliant from end to end. With the Sharia certification they obtain, that could potentially have some clarities to convince Muslim investors to participate and invest. So it's really interesting that consensus is going on a geographical hunt and going to different regions, different areas, and basically going in there and making it happen, understanding what needs to happen for blockchain to be implemented in the local economy, and going through that process, having people there to help out and make that happen. So story number two, something I am intrigued by and really want to know more. So former Ripple executive to lead Binance's US expansion as new exchange CEO. God, that's taken a... That's putting a target on your back, right? If I ever saw one. So the operator of Binance's upcoming US crypto exchange, BAM Trading Services, has hired a former Ripple executive as its CEO. BAM announced on Tuesday it had appointed Kathleen Colley as CEO, who will be responsible for rolling out Binance's US as well as expanding the exchange's marketplace in North America. Prior to joining the firm, Colley was the head of XRP Institutional Liquidity at San Francisco-based distributed ledger startup Ripple. BAM said in the announcement, before entering the blockchain and crypto space, Colley worked for banking giant Morgan Stanley in Hong Kong and London in the institutional foreign exchange market and handled international payments and global treasury management for startups while at Silicon Valley Bank. So CZ, founder and CEO of Binance, said in the announcement, I am confident that with Colley's leadership and Binance's leading technology platform, Binance.us will be able to provide valuable services to the US community. So This is just the beginning of a long journey ahead, and I look forward to working with Binance as a partner to unlock more potential for the blockchain ecosystem here in the US, Coley added in a statement. The news comes weeks after Binance announced it will open a site for US-based traders via Binance US, operated by its partner BAM. Following the deal, Binance.com, the exchange's global trading platform, moved to block access for users based in all territories of the US. Little is known about BAM so far. Media sources reported before that the firm registered as a money services business with the US Treasury's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, FinCEN, with the legal name of BAM Trading Services Incorporated at a San Francisco address. However, BAM was incorporated in the state of Delaware on February 4th, according to Delaware Department of State's Division of Corporations. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. Will she be able to make this happen? Will she be able to help Binance and kind of reshape their image for the regulators in the US? Is this something that they have a lot of time, money put aside to change their approach to regulators? Because before, in other interviews, I've heard CZ, CEO and co-founder of Binance, talk about the regulators. He's very, like, he has his views, and he doesn't necessarily care about complying with all the different regulations out there, right? And I think that's been made very clear. But now that they've hired someone new who has a little bit of experience in this area, I think it's really interesting to see where Binance is going with this and what this means for Binance over, let's say, a 4 to 5 year period as well. So let's talk Nestle. Nestle announces new blockchain initiative separate from ongoing IBM project. So Nestle, the largest food company by revenue, announced a pilot program to track its supply chains using blockchain, according to a company statement. The firm partnered with OpenSC, a blockchain platform, to develop the distributed ledger system, which will be separate and distinct from Nestle's ongoing participation of IBM Food Trust blockchain. The pilot will last 6 months, and success will be determined by the feasibility, viability, and scalability of the system, as well as how the system verifies data, according to the Nestle representative. Once rolled out, the service will or may involve a QR code, mobile app, and web portal. For us, it is key that the access to the information is seamless and easy as possible in order to have participation and traction with stakeholders and consumers, the spokesperson said. The company said the initiative is to drive the market towards transparency by providing independently verifiable data to the conglomerate's consumers. They also believe the mechanism will improve food safety and quality control. We want our consumers to make an informed decision on their choice of products, to choose products produced responsibly. Open blockchain technology might allow us to share reliable information with consumers in an accessible way, said Magdi Bateo, Nestle Executive Vice President, in a statement today. The program will initially track milk from farms in New Zealand to Nestle facilities in the Middle East and will expand to include palm oil production in the Americas. Nestle will then determine how scalable the application is, noting that some retail items may take time to integrate in the system. With the palm oil supply chain in America, we can experiment this system at local level. Furthermore, the product itself being liquid adds more complexity to the traceability, a company representative told media sources today. I think that's really interesting, you know, with it being a liquid. He's absolutely right. That's really hard to authenticate. Are you authenticating the liquid itself or the amount of liquid? It'd be really interesting to see how they work through this. And by the way, there's a few kind of neat solutions out there in the market at the minute that help with authentication in supply chain use cases. And I think over the next couple of years, it's going to be a really, really interesting sector and space. I know that here in London, there's lots of different conversations going on that hopefully in the next couple of weeks we can bring to you guys. But some really interesting things and updates happening here in London on the supply chain authenticity of businesses using blockchain technology. So with that in mind, let's jump onto the next story. We're going to be speaking about the crypto fund here in London and the fact that the UK regulator approved. So what does this mean for the space? We're going to be kind of jumping into that as well. So Prime Factor Capital was the first crypto fund approved as a full-scope alternative investment fund manager by the Financial Conduct Authority, according to Bloomberg. Though approved by the UK watchdog, the firm will abide by European regulators. Under these guidelines, the firm will be allowed to hold more than 100 million euros in assets under management. It is the first agency to be approved to invest exclusively in the cryptocurrency asset class. The founders believe that by focusing on a single asset class, even one that carries massive volatility, is extremely lucrative. Most vehicles for investing in cryptocurrencies are outside the scope of regulators, and that's a big problem in a market that has such a bad reputation. Adam Grimsey, Prime Factors Chief Operating Officer, told Bloomberg. Prime Factor is required to appoint a custodian under EU regulation to ensure and validate investors' returns and the fund's holdings. This custodian will act independently of the firm and will provide cash flow reconciliation. The firm manages funds for professional institutional investors, including high net worth individuals, family offices and private wealth managers, according to a company statement. There is no information available to the public regarding the firm's investment strategy. The team is comprised of former employees from BlackRock, Legal & General, Goldman Sachs and Deutsche Bank. On their website, company CEO Nick Nwambi published a report titled The Fallacy of Uncorrelated Stablecoins, in which he argued that uncorrelated stablecoins are problematic. He also considered such subjects as scalability of Bitcoin. The company didn't respond for a request to comment. Really interesting. I think it's going to be really positive for London as a crypto hub. And I think it's a really great thing that these guys have done, is go to the regulator, have an open conversation, try and build around existing guidelines and laws, and try to do it the right way, a sustainable way that's going to last for the longevity, rather than popping up a fund and then trying to figure out what's going on. I think these guys have done a phenomenal job. And of course, being based here in London, they've got our full support in what they do. And I look forward to connecting with the team. So listen, with that in mind, that's a wrap. I've got to bounce. Thank you so much for your time and attention. As always, if you haven't already, hit us up on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Follow us. We'll make sure to follow you back. Telegram, SVK Crowd. If you type that in, you will find us. And if you have any questions or queries, feel free to email myself, cstory, C-S-T-O-R-R-Y, @svkcrypto.com. That's a wrap, and I've got to bounce.